All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Your girl Riley Hart here, ready to dive into some deep stuff today. We're talking about letting go of guilt and shame, those pesky little gremlins that love to hang around, whispering doubts and making us feel like less than we are. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? Yeah, that's often what guilt and shame feel like. But guess what? You don't have to live like that. We're going to unpack this mess, baby. We're talking about why these emotions stick around, how they sabotage our peace, and most importantly, how you can finally let them go. Because trust me, freedom feels way better than carrying that emotional baggage. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this journey together. 1. Guilt and shame often stem from unrealistic expectations. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, constantly bombarded with messages about shoulds and musts. It's no wonder we end up feeling guilty or ashamed when we don't measure up. But here's the secret. You're human. You're allowed to mess up, make mistakes, and not be perfect. In fact, those imperfections are what make you unique and beautiful. Remember that next time you feel that pang of guilt for something you should have done differently. Breathe, acknowledge it, and then let it go. 2. You are not your mistakes. Ever had one bad day, one wrong decision snowball into a month-long self-critique session? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like we get stuck in this loop of identifying ourselves with our actions instead of recognizing that we are so much more than just one slip-up. One mistake does not define you. You are capable of learning, growing, and becoming even stronger after a stumble. 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. This is a classic for a reason. We tend to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others, their seemingly perfect lives, their effortless achievements, their picture-perfect moments on social media. But remember, what you see online is often a carefully curated highlight reel, not the full story. Comparing yourself to others only breeds negativity and steals your joy. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and let go of the need to keep up with the Joneses, who are probably feeling pretty insecure themselves. 4. Self-compassion is key. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who was struggling. Imagine your bestie messed up, would you berate them? No way. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and help them pick themselves back up. So why wouldn't you extend that same compassion to yourself? 5. Forgiveness is a gift. This one can be tough, but it's so incredibly liberating. Holding on to anger, resentment, and the need for revenge only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It simply means releasing the grip that those negative emotions have on your heart and mind. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to heal, move forward, and find peace. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party, feeling like everyone else has it together. You compare your outfit, your accomplishments, even your laughter to others, and suddenly you feel overwhelmed by a wave of self-doubt and shame. You start overthinking every word you say, every step you take. You miss out on connecting with people because you're too focused on feeling inadequate. That, my friend, is the grip of guilt and shame pulling you down. But here's the good news. You can break free from that cycle. You can choose to shift your perspective, remind yourself of your worth, and focus on the joy in the moment. Next time you find yourself caught in those self-deprecating thoughts, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge them without judgment, treat yourself with kindness, focus on your strengths, and forgive yourself for any past mistakes. Remember, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when those feelings creep back in. But the more you practice self-compassion, forgiveness, and realistic expectations, the easier it becomes to break free from their grip and live a happier, more authentic life. Now go out there, own your awesomeness, and remember, you are worthy of love, joy, and peace. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about how incredible they truly are. Until next time, stay strong, stay healthy, and keep those boundaries protected.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.